Associate Professor Matt Roskridge is an economist, and he's kindly willing to talk with us about matters of money and finance where others won't. He is from Te Ateawa, Ngāti Tama, and is the Director of Te Rangahau, the Associate Dean Māori and Professor in the School of Economics and Finance at Massey University. Thanks for joining us on the program once again, Matt. It's always neat to talk with you, man. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, morning, Adele. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. Well, part of the reason was this quite alarming report. Our friends at RNZ write that the price of common foods has soared more than 50% in our country. And it was an awful report by World Vision and shows the cost of 10 common foods, rice, bananas, chicken, tomatoes, eggs, etc., had increased by over 50%, 56% actually, locally, despite food prices trending down globally. The average price came in at $78 compared to $50 during the previous year. So we're witnessing everywhere price rises except in the pay packets, Matt. And, you know, obviously people are getting squeezed and pushed to the wall. What's some of your thinking about these price rises we're exposed to, but yet almost a freeze on incomes?
Yeah, look, I mean, especially when you're looking at Australia, where I think the prices came down 20% over the same period. I mean, last year was really tough. We had the cyclones. They changed the rules around eggs. So we moved to the, I think, cage-free eggs, is it? Or they moved away from battery farming. And then we had a couple of fires on some of one of the big egg producers. So egg prices went through the roof. If you could even buy them at one stage, they were out of the shelves. So things like fruit and veg, eggs, and that then spills into meat, some of the feed that they feed those the chooks and that. So last year was a bit of a weird year, and maybe that 56% is a bit sensational just because of those cyclones and because of the change in the laws around egg production. But that's still, there's a clear trend there of increasing food prices in New Zealand beyond what people can really afford, or certainly beyond the way the pay packet's increasing, and in comparison to other countries that we like to think of ourselves as being similar to, like Australia. It's hard to see why our food network is so fragile, why we're getting these big price spikes. I think, I mean, lack of competition is the one that people point to quite a bit. And I always thought that seemed a bit weird, and then I was doing a bit more reading around it, and one of the arguments they were pointing to there is, if we had more competitors in the food market, they would also look for different supply chains. So they'd be importing food from different places that have their own suppliers. So there'd be more resilience in the amount of food that's coming into Aotearoa. Things like mangoes that we like to buy, bananas. And so by having more suppliers, there's more competition, but also more food coming in at lower prices. But yeah, it's really, like you say, especially with pay packets being pretty lean and a big increase in the number in unemployment, I don't think is going to slow down in a hurry. It's going to get real tough in the supermarket, or even tougher for people over the next year or two.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking. Look, most of us don't understand the official cash rate and what goes on at the Reserve Bank, to be honest, Matt. And it makes two of us. So, or has kept it at 5.5%. For layman's terms, what does that mean? As our people try to position themselves, if possible, to even get into a house or the like, but the official cash rate, how does that affect our day to day lives?
Yeah, I mean, where the OCR is most, I think official cash rate is most interesting to us, is in the cost of borrowing. So there's two ways that that'll usually show up in your day-to-day life. One is the, if you're getting a mortgage, if you're getting a personal loan, any other business loan, it's going to increase your cost, the amount of interest that you have to pay on that, because that reflects the amount of money that the bank could have got from the central bank. So that increases your borrowing costs. If it's high, 5.5 actually historically isn't that high, but it is high for recent. Like, I mean, if people were buying houses in the, I think it was the 1990s, interest rates were much higher than they are today. But in recent times, these are high interest rates. The other place where it starts to affect us is it also affects the cost of borrowing for things like our kai producers. So if we, if we're looking at our food costs, some of those food costs is the extra money that our food producers are having to pay to finance their operations. So a high OCR increases the cost of borrowing for everybody, and that increases the amount of the cost for everybody, both the borrowers, but also people who are consuming things that are funded through finance. It pushes up those costs, and it slows down spending. So the reason why they want to, if they're worried about inflation, they put up that OCR rate. That increases cost of borrowing. It slows down people's consumption. People don't borrow as much. It takes money out of the economy, and that slowly brings inflation down, is the hope.
Yeah, well, while the official cash rate's at 5.5%, I noticed that one of our major lenders, the floating rate, there's 8.6. It's quite a difference.
Yeah, I don't. The margins are looked at, I think it's by the Commerce Commission. There is a group that looks at the margins between that banks are charging on their loans to make sure they are fair and competitive. I think last year there was a couple of stories in the media around maybe those rates weren't actually fair and competitive, and they were starting to put pressure on banks to make sure that banks' profits aren't bad over here, right? Those banking profits are pretty eye-watering at times. And there was a little bit of pressure on I think it's the Commerce Commission, unless they have their own commission, around making sure those margins aren't exploiting Kiwis too much. I mean, part of the problem, of course, is most of our banks are overseas owned, and so those profits are heading back offshore. You then start to wonder whether, even things like media, right? We were talking about that before, because a lot of our companies are overseas owned, the money profits go to Australia, and that's where they spend their advertising money. So they don't spend their advertising money in Aotearoa so much. And so that then suppresses the amount of money that media is getting from selling ads, and you get what we get with News Hub at the moment.
It paints a gloomy picture. I guess, as we say, right in life, we've just got to box on and do our best. But there are tough times. I know you could be a gypsy, but I was wondering whether you had a crystal ball and you could give us any insights to which way this is going. I mean, are we heading up or are we heading down with interest rates?
If I had to guess, I'd say interest rates are going to stay pretty much where they are for a while. So there's just so much risk and turmoil and the world, and the way that food and fuel and fertilizer and all these things that we need to produce our kai and run our businesses, it's all vulnerable to things like the Gaza conflict, Ukraine. A lot of the stuff that we're producing now too is getting shipped overseas because there's so much demand overseas for our product. So like kumara. We were part of the reason, I believe, from the shortage of kumara in New Zealand this season was that what we did produce, I mean, the cyclone smashed production, and what we did produce was shipped overseas as export. So it does, there's all sorts of things that are putting a lot of pressure on us. I think the cost of borrowing will stay about where it is this year. I think they're just going to kind of... This government seems to be okay with a controlled demolition, I think that's the word I want to use, of the economy. They're okay with losing jobs. They're okay with high prices in the short term and the hope of trying to bring inflation and bring things back down and under control, whereas the old government wasn't willing to have that unemployment increase in particular. So it's a different ethos, I guess, a different approach to trying to manage the economy. Probably the national government one will hurt more, the coalition government will hurt more, but that might mean it's over quicker as well, I don't know.
Thanks again for being one of our few voices in the economics space. I do appreciate it each time we caught it all. Matt, ngā mārā ki tanga ki a koe, all the best to you and your whānau until we talk again.
Yeah, awesome. Talk soon, eh?
Thanks very much, Matt. That's Professor Matt Rosscruge from Massey University. You were 603 834. Ate Te Reo has...